Ravens belong to the corvid family and are one of the most intelligent and resourceful animals on Earth. They can use tools, solve problems, mimic human speech, and even plan for future events. Ravens are not typically as social as crows but still form groups and pairs. So what is a group of ravens called? And how do they function and work together in groups? Find out below. What is the term for a group of ravens? A group of ravens is called an unkindness, but you can also refer to them as a rave, conspiracy, treachery, and flock. Most people use the generic term quat, flock of ravens. Quat, but for those looking to jazz up their vocabulary, you can throw out a casual quat, I saw an unkindness of ravens today quat, or quat, look at the conspiracy of ravens. Quat. Ravens have a relatively long history of association with negative omens and other dark foretellings. So their spooky group names don't exactly help their reputation. But what does an unkindness or a conspiracy of ravens mean, and what do these birds symbolize? What does a group of ravens symbolize? Most people associate ravens with death, terrible omens, and bad luck. But ravens are deeply misunderstood creatures, including their symbology. Sighting a raven can mean change or transformation. Ravens symbolize rebirth, opportunity, and survival. So really, spotting an unkindness of ravens is more good luck than bad. Also, if you dream of a flock of ravens, it means there is to change to come in your life or work. Why is a group of ravens called a conspiracy or an unkindness? Ravens get a bad rap for being linked with dark and twisty happenings. Their all-black plumage and croaking calls remind you of a witch's pet. And their propensity to eat dead animals definitely doesn't make it better. They also have a reputation for being tricksters. Ravens will kill and eat the babies and eggs of other birds. And may even eat an adult bird if it's small enough. And while these things sound inherently bad, the raven's behavior is no different than many other bird species. For instance, blue jays symbolize strength and confidence. But they, too, eat small birds, baby birds, bird eggs, and dead animals. Now that you understand why a group of ravens might be called an unkindness, why might they be referred to as a conspiracy? Research shows that ravens can plan for future events. Perhaps, even conspire? That we don't know. But maybe the originators of this group name were onto something. How do ravens function in a group? Ravens are not quite as social as their cousins, the crows. But these birds are often around other members of their species. During winter, ravens gather in large flocks to find food or roost. And during the rest of the year, they are either in mating pairs or small groups. These birds have a social structure in their groups. Those with higher rankings get better access to food and other resources. Males outrank females, and disagreements are known to occur between males. Higher-ranking males give off dominant calls, and if their subordinate doesn't respond in an acceptable manner, the two may become aggressive until one wins. If the lower-ranked individual wins, there is a change in the social structure. Ravens are also known to console one another after fights, which further shows their emotions and intelligence. How do ravens work together? Squabbling aside, ravens can work together to get something done. Through observation and research, we know that these birds can coordinate their actions and collaborate to solve problems. They can also recognize birds that cheated in the past and will refuse to work with them. Birds that have close relationships are more likely to achieve positive results on their tasks. How do ravens socialize? Ravens are intelligent beings with complex social structures. And the best way for them to socialize is by forming flocks, especially in winter. Ravens use their postures, voice, and feathers to communicate with others in their species. They form relationships and alliances. And will take action against those they don't like. These birds are fascinating animals, and there is still so much we don't know about them. So while unkindness of ravens quat, sounds cool, it may be a little unfair.